WMFO Medford. Wow, how beautiful is that? Okay, that's the Rob Dixon, Steve Alley Quintet featuring Amanda King and Derek Garner. Standards Deluxe is the name of that CD. What a great voice she has. That's just lovely. All right, this is another new CD to the station. This came out February 1st, so what else do I want to tell you? Ah, yes, here we go. So, signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who wouldn't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list who will get a second chance, all because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway. To become an organ donor, register through your state agency. Locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov. You can designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplants. Fill out your advance directives will and living will and include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This is a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, that's something when I got my license renewed, I did that. So I will be an organ donor. And for people who are observant Orthodox Jews, it's perfectly okay. It's kosher. You can do it. So there's no reason not to do it. All right. So let's see. I played Jane Barnett. I told her she's going to be here in April at the City Winery. That was in the Still of the Night from the Under My Skin Reimagining Cold Porter. That's the name of her new CD. And before that, the Danny Green Trio, Porcupine Dreams, Altered Narratives is the name of that CD. And once again, you can go to the website, WMFO.org, and if you click on Wednesday 3 to 5 when my show is, The Voicemobile, it gives you an option for the archive, that's if you can't hear it at the time of the show for the live stream, or you can also get a list of everything that I've been playing for you. All right, we're going to continue on. You know, I know a lot of people are doing Valentine's Day, so I don't really do Valentine's Day, but a lot of nice, very romantic kind of songs for your flavor. And here's some John Pizzarelli Where or When.
Loved before, but who knows where.
Us where we go, and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we lose our way. Guide us with your grace to a place where we'll be safe. La luce che tu dai nel cuore resterà. A ricordarci che l'eterna stella sei. Let this be our prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace, to a place where we'll be
giustizia, di speranza. Ognuno di noi me lo so, vicino, simbolo di pace, di fraternità. We ask that life be kind and watch us from above. Ognuno trovi amore intorno e dentro a sé. Let this be our prayer, just like every child. La fede che hai acceso in noi, sento che ci salverà. Need to find a place, guide us with your grace. Give us faith so we
beautiful Shalom from The Perfect Dream, and it's called The Prayer. Okay, so I want to share with you a couple of things. I think I'll first read from the Kol Chevre. This is about Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach. Rabbi Shlomo taught me, this is by Joan Englander, whether through singing, storytelling, or listening to a person, your heart has to be broken with joy and with sorrow. If it isn't broken, then you won't deeply touch another human being. To hear on the deepest level, to touch where it makes a difference, never to be forgotten, to be remembered by life, for life, by others, you have to live totally, give totally, walk on the edge of life unafraid, be open to life in all of its forms, no matter how distasteful. Everywhere, find a spark of light. If your heart is not breaking and yearning to do this, your touch will be shallow, your effect momentary, and when others think of you, it will be like a passing shadow. If you are whole, passionate, sturdy, ready to stand for your beliefs, your memory shines on through eternity, long after you have left this world. Since there is no end to learning on the level of soul and spirit, to be deep, we have to come from deep. To come from deep, we have to be broken of selfishness, aversion, fear, grasping, false pride. We have to know how to bend, become humble, get inside of someone else's heart. We can only do this if we have gotten inside our own and found everyone in this world, our brothers and sisters, touching our own heart with the same tears, tears of joy, tears of sorrow. This is from 1995, excerpted from the upcoming book, Joy in the Evening of Our Lives, A Guide for Caregivers, Family, and Friends, by Joan Englander. That's so beautiful. Huh. Says, there's a little dance in every note. Dance it until we all dance together on the streets of Jerusalem. A quote from Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach. All right, so let me share a little bit of Tehillim, which we read Tehillim, the Psalms, every day. Some of us have that practice, and I do that. So this is Psalm 121. There we go. So, I'll read the English first, then the Hebrew. A song to the essence. I raise my eyes upon the mountains. Whence will come my help? My help is from Hashem, maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to falter. Your guardian will not slumber. Behold, he neither slumbers nor sleeps, the guardian of Israel. Hashem is your guardian. Hashem is your shade at your right hand. By day the sun will not harm you, nor the moon by night. Hashem will protect you from every evil. He will guard your soul. Hashem will guard your departure and your arrival from this time and forever. Shir lemalos ha'sayinai el ha'arim, mayayin yavo ezri, ezri me'im adonoyo se'y shamayim va'aretz, al yitain lamod raglecha, al yanum shomerecha, hine lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael, adonoy shomerecha, adonoy silecha, ayad yiminecha, yomam ha'shemesh lo yekaka, v'areach ba'layla, adonoy yishmorecha mikora, yishmor esnafzecha, Adonai Yishmor Tzeisecha Avoecha Me'atav Yad Olam. Finish with Acheinu, which we say usually after we learn in the morning. Acheinu Kol Beis Yisrael Hanesunim B'tzara B'tzara U'v'shivya Omedim Bein Bayom U'vein Bayalala Hamakom Yirachim, Yirachim Aleihem, V'yoshim Yitzara, Lirvacha Me'afela Liora, U'mishibur Ligula, Hashta Bagala, U'vizma Karim, V'nomar Amen. So the translation is that our brothers and sisters, the entire family of Israel, who are delivered into distress and captivity, whether they are on sea or dry land, may the Omnipresent One have mercy on them and remove them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from subjugation to redemption, now, speedily, and soon. And let us say, Amen. I know there were two hostages, two elderly gentlemen, recently released, but there are still so many more. Please, God, let them soon all be released so that the whole situation that is so fraught can change, because the status quo there is impossible, absolutely impossible. All right, we'll listen to some Shlomo now.
So join me, friends, and I bless you and me and all of us. We should walk the streets of the world and tell the world, we have such good merchandise. We have the Heilige Shabbos. Yeyes mechuho b'malchuscho. Yeyes mechuho b'malchuscho. Yeyes mechuho. Be'malchus ho, shem leve shabbat, v'ayne yayne, ayida lach shrei, shamet, ayida lach shrei, shamet, ayida lach shrei, shamet, ayida lach shrei, shamet, Abes yidal akshnai, shabes yidal akshnai, shabes yidal akshnai, shabes yidal akshnai, shabes.
So Gewalt, he was sending
messages to every yid in the world. We send you a little Shabbos, a little Gan Eden, a little hope, a little warmth. Now listen to me, my most beautiful friends. Sometimes you want to send a message to someone you love so much, but you don't know where they are. But then there are always two. You always know wherever he is. And you and I know, and you and I know, that Eli Yohanovi lives forever, because he's every Yid's best friend. So we say to you, I know me, and you are teaching me, and you are me sending messages to all of Israel who still has not come to the Holy Land. And some of the Eden are so far away, not only physically, mentally, spiritually. El Yanovi, please bring them back. El Yobu Anovi, El Yob, Tishbe, El Yob, Angelo, De, El Yob, Angelo, El Yob, Anovi, El Yob, Tishbe, El Yob, Angelo, De, El Yob, Angelo, De,
Oh, כמות שפרצו השיטפונות שחר את כל מה שהבטיח אל הצלילים של החליל הושיט ידיים בסופה במחול טירוף בקנה הסוף נסחף שיקור בחול ברוח גם הסלעים פרסו כנפיים כמו ענבה אושר חזר שוב על סוסו להעמיק את מות האוהים על היריות היא בחורדים ובצבעים מילים רק מה ברור שוב חבוגן איך עוזלתם במות האוהים כי גם אותי סופה נודדת סחפה
ובחוצות ירושלים איי 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 כל ששון וכל שמחה איי 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 כל קטן וכל קלה איי 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 כל ששון
Shama
Ohana melech malchei yamelochim tzavei lemalochecho מלאכי השורס משוסי אל יוין שיפקדו לי אוי ברחמים אונו מלך מלכי המלוכים צווי למלוכך מלאכי השובורס משוסי אל יוין שיפקדו לי אוי ברחמים ושביסי השם לקלוסי שתרחמי לי יויד אוי יוי בגולוסי ליגול עיני אוי 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 ליבי לבוזך ויוז אשמוי פיקודך חוקך בלי השם לקרוסי שתרחמי לי יוי דוי יוי בגולוסי לי גולי יני אוי יוי 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 ולי יוי די ניבי לבוצך ויוד אשמוי
אשרינו מה תוכל כינו ומנעים גורלנו ומה יפה ירושתנו, ומה יפה ירושתנו. אשרינו מה תוחקנו ומנעים גור עלינו, אשרינו מה תוחקנו ומנעים גור עלינו, אשרינו מה תוחקנו ומנעים גור עלינו. אשרינו מה טוב חלקנו ומנעים גור עלינו, אשרינו מה טוב חלקנו ומנעים גור עלינו. אשרינו מה טוב חלקנו ומנעים גור עלינו, אשרינו מה טוב חלקנו ומנעים גור עלינו. ומה יפה ירושתנו, ומה יפה ירושתנו, ומה יפה ירושתנו, ומה יפה ירושתנו. אשרינו מה טוב חלקנו ומה נעים גורלנו. היי אשרינו, אשרינו, אשרינו מה טוב חלקנו ומה נעים גורלנו.
Okay, so that was Zach Mayer, Ashrenu, from his Moda Ani CD, and he's local. Although a lot of people on that album. Mendy Werdiger before that, Chaverim, from the same titled CD. Fischl Bresler, Hoo-ha, from a CD called Involved. Jacob Slatter, Ode Yeshama, from the CD Beit El. David Broza before that, Bedouin Love Songs, from the set list, and Jay Heshi Warsh, Ki B'Simcha, Joy and Peace, from his CD, My Soul Thirsts. Shlomo Karlbach before that, Yismichu, and Eliyahu Hanavi. Oh, see, I think I spelled that wrong. Yep. All right. See if we can get that fixed. Yep. And that brings us up to where we are. A few more minutes. I want to share an article from the Living Arts section of the Boston Globe, and this came out on February 2nd. Why do kids engage in anti-Semitic incidents? Acts of hate are on the rise. Kids should be innocent, right? Phil Fogelman, Education Director for ADL New England, explains why they happen and how to address them. So I'm not going to read the whole article, but just a little bit. This is by Kara Baskin. She's a Globe correspondent. Massachusetts faces the country's sixth highest rate of anti-Semitic harassment, vandalism, and assault, according to a 2023 report from the Anti-Defamation League Center on Extremism. Nationwide, the ADL documented 3,283 anti-Semitic incidents between October 7, 2023, and January 7th. That's ridiculous. According to a new report, it's a 360% increase from the same period a year earlier. It hits close to home. Before my seventh grader's winter break, I got an email from school. Swastika graffiti was found in a stairwell. So I asked Phil Fogelman, Educational Director for ADL New England, a short but not simple question. Why do kids engage in anti-Semitic incidents in the first place? What's going on in the mind of teenagers who do this? I think that there are a lot of reasons why we're seeing an uptick in anti-Semitic activities among youth, and in particular, teenagers. We have to consider the context, what's happening, but also what can be done to help prevent it. I think it begins earlier. Kids grow up to be teenagers. What we're seeing in schools right now are incidents at the elementary school level where young children repeat things they heard at home, that they see on television or have heard about through social media and peers. Stereotypes aren't being addressed as much as they need to be at a young age. By the time kids get into middle school, they're already carrying those stereotypes with them. Young people in particular might be doing it for attention, but they're also doing it because it's become normalized. On top of that, there's a lot of peer pressure to go along to get along. Sometimes young people want to stand out. They think it's cool to do something like that. Sometimes they don't understand the impact of what it is they're doing. And oftentimes they say, well, I don't really mean it, or I didn't understand how it would hurt anybody because it was just graffiti, or it was just something other people say all the time. They might try to dismiss or minimize it. If the family doesn't think it's a big deal either, that reinforces in the child's mind that it isn't. Years ago, a group of eighth graders went to the Holocaust Memorial in D.C. for a class trip. When they came back, they wrote Holocaust jokes in each other's yearbooks. One has to wonder, how and why would kids do that after having gone to the Holocaust Memorial and seeing what the Holocaust was all about? Part of it has to do with group dynamics. Whomever initiated the so-called Holocaust jokes and comments, others imitated it, thinking it was either funny or cool without stopping to think about what they were doing and the implications and impact that it would have. There's a disconnect that young people often have. There needs to be greater education at a young age. In terms of prevention, if kids aren't getting the education in schools, parents need to educate themselves so that they can educate their children and challenge stereotypes when they see them. So children understand that stereotypes exist and they need to be challenged because they are not accurate. All right, so she has a newsletter, Parenting Unfiltered at globe.com/parenting newsletter. So very interesting. It's a long article, but I think you get the gist. All right, we'll go out with a little bit from the Klezmatics. I Ain't Afraid. Let's see. I think we've got that. Yeah.
Kein Mord, Fall, ein Rettfiel. kann meine Vergehen, was ihr tut, lecker wird Herr Gott. Steht euch, vorgiert sich an mit Keuer, steigt sich, die Schreck ist nur ein Heuer. Hiet sich, fahrt der Schaf, was fest der Meuer, mir wie